Saga Egmont presents The Resistance Wife by Gosha Neelan, read by Emma Wilkes and Lawrence Dobyesh. To my beloved sister Kasha, the strongest woman I have ever known, I love you and miss you so much. Prologue, Anna. 15th of March, 1934, Germany. With my face buried into a Persian rug, now spoiled by blood and tears, I try to suppress my pain. This time he was even more brutal than before. I don't know how long I've been lying down like this, unable to move. It isn't the physical strength I'm lacking. It's more my mind that's slipping into darkness. What would it be like to stay there forever, free from Helmut? Our wedding a year ago was a glamorous affair, attended by the most powerful dignitaries in Berlin. They did it out of respect for my father, a famous engineer highly recognised by the newly appointed Chancellor, Adolf Hitler. I will never forget that day and how excited I was about my gorgeous wedding dress. But most of all, I looked forward to beginning a new chapter with my charming and handsome fiancé. Life was going to be a fairy tale. Initially, I thought that Helmut's reserve came from his shyness, but the night after our wedding proved me a fool. There was no caressing or kissing. He was rough and brisk, and then he rushed out of the room, leaving me alone for the night, humiliated and hurt. Now I'm not that naive anymore. This has been my life since then. Plus, occasional beatings when he doesn't like the way I look at him or the tone of my voice. Today he lost his temper after finding out that I auditioned for a play in a local theatre.
Anna, darling, are you there?
My mother's quiet voice and insistent knock at the door jar me from my reverie. What is Mutti doing here? But then I remember that we have plans to go out shopping in the afternoon. Pain surges through my body as I move upward. I would hate for Mutti to see me in this condition. But the door swings open and she charges in, saying, "Wilhelm told me that Helmut left a while ago, so..." She freezes, gaping at me. Then she leaps forward and without another word, she helps me get up and settle on the bed. She wraps my face between her hands. Her gentle touch feels comforting, but her eyes reflect guilt.
"I'm so sorry, darling. I'm so sorry," she whispers in a broken voice.
I clear my throat, unable to hold back tears. "It's not your fault." I snuggle my head into her chest and sob. She holds me so close for a long moment. I really meant when I said it wasn't her fault. I understand her weakness when it comes to my father and forgave her a long time ago. Still, sometimes I can't help but feel betrayed. At the very beginning of my marriage, I confessed to my parents about Helmut's mistreatment. I'll never forget that dreadful moment in my father's library. My mother sat motionless with tears in her eyes, but Papa wasn't touched by any of my words. He coldly reminded me that there had never been a divorce in the history of his respected family, and he would not allow one now that he was a prominent member of the Nazi Party. He hinted that there must be a reason for Helmut's hostility toward me, and that I had to try to be a better wife, and most of all, not to provoke him. I sensed I could not count on my mother's support, so I left my childhood home with a broken heart, swearing to never again look at my father or say another word to him. And I have kept my promise.
"I want you to know that I don't agree with your papa, making you feel like all this is your fault. He is so very wrong about that."
She sighs and runs her gentle fingers back and forth through my hair.
"His family traditions and the need to be respectable in the eyes of German society cloud his common sense."